This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to your favorite CNBC TV 18 Market podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. What a day it was for the bulls yesterday. The Nifty saw its best trading day since May 2009. And now the Nifty has effortlessly gained 17% from the recent lows of 7511 that we hit on day one of the lockdown. That's on the 24th of March. The Bank Nifty has really been the star of the show. It's up 3,000 points from recent lows. And even in trade yesterday, we had positive flows come in. So FIIs, that's foreign, and DIIs, that's domestic investors, bought in the cash markets yesterday. FIIs bought 740 crores, DIIs bought 420 crores. And there was quite a bit of buying in the F&O market as well. Now, the only problem is this morning we wake up to slightly volatile global cues. The Dow Jones gave up its 900-point surge to end mildly in the red. The Dow futures are indicating that there will be a weak opening this evening. So the Dow futures dropped about 236 points about an hour back. As we know, the COVID cases in the US have now exceeded 400,000 and there are now confirmed 12,500 deaths. So the situation is escalating. Also, in terms of other parameters to track, there's a big crackdown in crude this morning. So NYMEX crude prices fell 9%. There are oversupply concerns which are outweighing the hopes of a production cut. Brent crude is now also at $31 a barrel. So that may be a bit of a dampener. Of course, in the long run, it's positive for oil importers like India. But in the short run, it's just an indication that demand is under a lot of pressure globally. The SGX Nifty also for now is indicating that the start will be about 120 points lower. So do keep an eye out on that. In terms of individual stocks, there's a move towards defensives in this market. You saw HUL surge to a record high yesterday. Dr. Reddy surged to a four-year high. So pharma, FMCG doing pretty well. Crude saw a big fall overnight, so you could see some positives for paint companies, aviation companies, oil marketing companies that use crude and crude derivatives as a raw material. And Bharti Airtel could be in focus. CLSA has reiterated a buy on the stock, saying that data traffic has surged because of the COVID-related lockdown. That's just a small list of stocks that could be in focus. But for a lot more details on news, analysis, you can just follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, as well as tune in to CNBC TV 18 for all the latest market action. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Once again, brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.